Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms.
No, we don't.
Thank you. I don't know how many more times I'm going to screw that one up. I appreciate that. Yeah, we lost Discord. And so we were actually just talking with Gene the Christian Anarchist about the football, baseball, various different sports games out there. Apparently, they're having a tough time, even though more people are staying home than ever before. So presumably, you'd think the games would have a higher viewership, but apparently that's not the case. At least, again, I'm taking Gene's word for it that the numbers are down. And it's Ian and Aria in the studio here tonight, but in our Discord, or not, sorry, not Discord, in our DLive chat room, where you can, you still can chat, and also in our Twitch chat room, which is also still open, there's a gentleman here, BSN12, says, I stopped watching hockey playoffs this year, and politics definitely has something to do with it.
Okay.
So, you know. Again, that's going to be true for some people. Others, maybe like we were saying, maybe they're even more depressed by seeing the fact that the stands are empty. And it's like, I don't want to see this. I'd rather just not watch.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. I don't know that that's the case. It may not be.
But well, I know. I find it depressing, and I'm not a sports fan. And I'm not an easily depressed person either. Like, but I've been in the same bars you're talking about, right? And I look up as I'm chatting with whoever it is I'm at the bar with, and I see these empty sports seats on these stadiums, and I'm like, wow, that's really lonely. That's really sad.
I find it unsettling more than depressing.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm not depressed about it, but it's like, wow, that's not good. That looks really bad. That's like embarrassingly bad to have empty seats. Let's go to Ray. He's on the line in Florida. Ray's watching via Twitch. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ray.
So it's my first time tuning in here. I'm watching on Twitch. I had a kind of a thought about the last guy that was calling in. And in regards to sports ratings, it seems to be I've actually done some previous research about this for a school course, and it's pretty much only football that's seeing low viewing. Like UFC and NHL are actually showing not necessarily record views, but higher view count. For example, with NHL, almost about 40% more than last year for the same time
of the
season.
Now, are they getting political at all with the NHL?
I guess that is a pretty valid point to pull up, is that pretty much football is like one of the only sports, I would say, other than maybe MLB. Baseball has notoriously, as the football league, always been pretty political. Like, you know, UFC, NHL. Have usually always kind of strayed away from political opinions. However,
so are you backing Gene's point that the reason these are probably up are because they've always avoided the politicization?
I not necessarily. From what it seems like, most of what they've been reporting from, you know, the different viewerships is mainly due to the fact that things like the NFL didn't have a preseason this year, whereas things like the NHL, the season that's currently occurring is, you know, it's a delayed season finisher from earlier this year. And then with things like UFC, it's, you know, they've opened up quote-unquote new leagues in order to, you know, satisfy your demand for, you know, different types of fighting and stuff, and they're doing, you know, fight houses where they're pulled into, you know, different groups and stuff like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say that it has anything to do with politics. I would mainly just say it has more to do with, like, time of year streaming, if that makes any sense.
time of your streaming? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So, like, for example, this is like a normal football season, right? And it's not necessarily, hey, like, let's continue our season. I don't know how to explain it, but from what I was reading for the report I was doing a couple weeks ago here, it's pretty much the what I'm doing terribly at explaining is that there's a lot of kind of factors to it, such as how it's being reported, you know, which site you're referencing, because sites like Fox News have, you know, recorded their best ratings since 2016. So it's not necessarily having to.
When you say, I'm sorry, before you go on, when you say sites like Fox News, are you talking about the Fox television or the website?
Yes, like Fox Sports. Sorry.
Fox Sports, they have like a Fox Sports channel or something?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Huh. Okay. So what I've taken away from your call so far is some sports leagues are doing better than they did last year, and others are down.
Right.
Which is also a good point. You know, people's interests change. Mm-hmm. Baseball used to be, you know, the national sport, but it's clearly been rugby football for the last, I don't know, 10 years. I did that just to piss ball.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in on this. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I would definitely say that what I believe her name's Ari had mentioned before was that there's definitely the factor that people are stuck at home. So, you know, the record views that are normal for, you know, Sunday night football and stuff is party viewers and, you know, stuff like that. Whereas this year, we're kind of all stuck at home. We have other things we need to tend to. You know, we're stuck at home with the kids more and we have work more and all this kind of stuff. So I would definitely say those are, you know, factors that tend to be looked at a lot less for some reason.
Now, I know that it's different for all the sports leagues that they do, like where they select the guys, their players, and they bid or whatever to try to get player A over from team X and so on and so forth. Had they done that before the COVID thing, or did that come up in the middle of COVID? And did it affect the prices they were paying for these guys yet? And if not, do you expect that it's going to, that their salaries are going to be down for 2021?
Do you mean for like all sports or for certain ones?
All of them. Maybe for certain ones maybe all of them, because they're all of them. They're not selling tickets, right? I mean, there's no one in the stands for any of these games.
Well, yes and no, because they do have like the paid, you know, viewership sites and stuff, like, you know, the NBC and the.
Why would anyone do that?
And like cable views are up. For example, I hate to keep referencing it, but for example, NHL cable views are up by 120%. NBC Games, which is their proprietary site, is up by 11% viewership, which isn't a crazy
amount. What was your question, Mario? Why would they do what? Why would
I don't recall now. But that's
why would someone pay for a web subscription? I mean, they're fanatics. They'll pay for that stuff.
Well, yeah, it was related to that, but that's not going to make nearly the same amount of revenue. You can get someone to pay $5 a month for a subscription to some service, sure. But a ticket to an NFL game, you're not getting that for $5.
That's true. Well, I guess time will tell, and we'll see how it shakes out. Ray, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from somebody who pays closer attention to sports than I think either. You're not a big sports fan, right? I can remember some of the names from the 90s, but I wasn't a fan back then either. It was just sort of, it was more available to my life at that time than certainly it is now. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Larry is on the line in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I used to be a big sports man myself, right, for high school. But I think what's happening is players like LeBron and all those other high-paid freaks, what they're doing is letting their mouth talk them out of a job. People are tired of them anyway, you know. What they're doing in hockey, because it's mostly white players, right? But they're tired of these Negro players making all this money, and they're going to cut their salaries in half because they get paid per game. Like, if they get to split their salary up, if they don't play the game, they don't get paid. So I just think that that's about ready to come to an end. But you know what I've really been enjoying, boys? I've been enjoying Funky Joe Biden.
I want to hear about it. Hang on, Larry. Funky Joe Biden. That's the first time I've heard that that moniker for him. 855-453. How's he getting funky now? We'll find out with what Larry has to say coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms.
No, we don't.
I'm going to do it every break, aren't I?
It's okay. I'm enjoying going. No,
thank
we don't.
You. Thank you. We don't have those lines. And it's too bad because it was a nice feature. And at some point, we will get some sort of high-quality method to call back in. I just I really don't like Skype, so I'm not going to go back to it.
Well, we both also have been sort of busy the last few days.
Yeah, that's true. We've been running around like chickens with heads cut off. It's been hectic around here. From mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value 10x. Now, of course, there's no guarantee that that's going to continue, but certainly that would be the intentions of the programmers if they had their druthers and they're working hard to make Divi's, hopefully, their wallet come out by the end of the year. I was on a conference call with them today, and they mentioned November as a target date, so hopefully that'll hold, but then again, with software, I know better than to expect things on time, so I think it'll be ready when it's done, whenever that is. DiviProject.org, you can go there and learn more about Divi and how, if you have some Divi, you can stake it, or you can even start a masternode, and there's even a lottery for people who stake Divi as well. Get started at DiviProject, DiviProject.org. As we go back to Larry, calling from Indianapolis. Larry, you're back on Free Talk Live. You said you wanted to talk about Funky Joe Biden. What's
funky
going on?
Funky Joe Biden. Somebody said he felt like he took a dump in his pants. That's why they
changed
his name. But and anyway, Trump challenging to
he
a
drop. He is getting old.
Right?
And he may very well have.
Hey, Trump challenging to a drop, right? Because he said he's on cocaine. And the reason why he said
who
that.
Said, wait, hold on, slow down. Who said who was on cocaine? Trump said that about Biden, or Biden said that about Trump?
He was on cocaine because his son Bo was on cocaine. And, you know, he said he had mood swings and stuff, and you don't know what you're going to get when you get Joe. He go back behind there and take him a bump, come back out. You know, he's a new man. For a little while, anyway, but don't last that long. So, you know, that made me.
I think it's more likely he's on Ambien. The way he rambles.
But he's stupid. But anyway, I got two more things. If you boys want to laugh, if you remember Boris Yeltsin, how he was when they put him out there, one time they got him doped up and sent him out there. They said, Boris Yeltsin may be sick. So he got doped up and came out, and he was dancing around and everything. If you look at that video, you'll crack your sides. But anyway,
You know, I've been in with Boris Yeltsin was in Russia, so he says he was effed up on camera.
He was sick and everything. And there's
Bill Weld, too, the former Massachusetts governor who was so drunk.
Larry, are you drunk?
I don't know.
No, I'm not.
But he's having a fun time. So Bill Weld was so wasted. He was at a college commencement or something like that. And this is for listeners that don't know. This is the former governor of Massachusetts. And they brought him in. He was so wasted he could barely stand up. And you could see him sort of like teetering behind the guy. So like they're at a podium. There's a large audience or whatever, and he's being introduced. And you can see him. He's sort of like ducking out, and he's like kind of passing. You can see. He's kind of passing out, looking like in the back a little bit, but he's still standing up. And then they let him in to give his speech or whatever it was he was going to do, and he, like, first things first, just falls flat, face first, just starts to take a fall. And luckily there were people behind him to grab him and prevent him from face planting
on
the floor. But, man, it was
hilarious.
Sounds
like I'm here in Indianapolis. But anyway, I've been in the concerned clergy for about 30 years now and down with the black ministers. And I've watched them for those 30 years pander and take walking around money from Democratic politicians. But this time it went too far. I had to expose them. And now they're mad at me. They ain't cut their radio program off. But what they do is they take walking around money and go out and pander them for somebody like Biden. Biden is something wrong with him, man. We can see that. But,
now, when you say know, walking around money, what do you mean, Larry? You mean they're like just walking the streets preaching and getting money?
The politicians would come and drop a little something. Y'all get them stirred up, man. Get them to the poll. The pastor's talking about, we'll take the bus and everything. They know they ain't got nobody coming to church now, and they ain't getting no money, right? So they'd do anything. They're desperate. They're even not
so wait a minute. I'm just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying these pastors on the left are taking political money to drive their parishioners to the polls?
Yeah, to drive them and make them. You can't make anybody vote for anybody, but
sure.
It's private. But they try to persuade them to vote Democratic and vote for Biden and Kamala Harris. It's so funny that I exposed him. I bullhorned him. It was so funny.
Oh, man, that sounds like a great video. Is there a video of this?
I'm not drunk, but...
Is there a video, Larry?
No, I don't know. Somebody got a video of it, but...
If you're going to go out with a megaphone...
Yeah.
You're going to attract attention. That's the point of the megaphone, right, is to attract attention. So if you're going to go out with a megaphone, you should have somebody come out, like, you know, have a kid or, you know, some young guy with a video camera come out, somebody who wants to make a splash or somebody who's looking to get some experience, bring them out there, have them record you as you megaphone. Because it's hard to do it yourself. Like, some of the YouTubers can do it, like, where they have a camera in one hand and a megaphone in the other, and they're trying to do it themselves. It's always better if you can have a separate camera guy. So, if you're making a point of going out to give some organization or some group a hard time on a megaphone, go ahead, spend the few extra bucks, hire somebody if you can't find a volunteer, get them to come out and get video of this, because it's fun for you to sit here and, you know, tell us about how much fun it was. Because it sounds like it was fun, because he's laughing.
He's enjoying himself.
Good old time. Thank you, Larry, for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. But, you know, and he's a good storyteller, and I enjoy hearing from him, and he's an interesting caller, but it's more fun to actually be able to see the reactions.
Sure.
Right? Because it's one thing to see what you were doing. I mean, if it's just about you on a megaphone, that's not as interesting. It's interesting to see what people do in response to the megaphone person. That's the interesting part about megaphoning videos. And, of course, Charlie Veach and spiritual entertainer Danny from the UK. We've had Danny on the show in the past. Actually, he was at Anarchapulco. These are like two of the key megaphoners on YouTube from like more than a decade ago. If you've never seen their work, they're great. They go out in the UK in downtown London and just megaphone in various different public places on various different issues. And it's been particularly interesting. Spiritual entertainer, aka Danny, I think Danny Shine is his name. He's been going out doing a bunch of like COVID related videos where he just like confronts the cops and asks some really tough questions, and like during the middle of these lockdowns and things like that. So he's been having a lot of fun with it. Actually, he brought back the megaphone, because he had put down the megaphone for, like, years on his channel, and recently he brought it back. So I'm happy to see that stuff happen. I love those kinds of videos where it's just a lone guy going down with a megaphone, because that's all they got. They don't have any backup. You know, they probably would have to hire somebody to help them out. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the number here. We've actually still got more about the movie business. Like, how bad is it? We heard Tenet only made $30 million so far in 2 weeks. That's not good at all, but there's more to say about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the only way you can call right now. And we'll see if I screw that one up again. You can probably put money on it. We're on the way here. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, says he'll follow the science if he wins the White House.
I'm more hopeful than ever. in the power of science to get us there. One thing is certain. We can't allow politics to interfere with the vaccine in any way.
As the debate in Washington, D.C. continues over a new coronavirus relief package, President Trump believes we need to go big.
I like the larger amount. I've said that. You know, some of the Republicans disagree, but I think I can convince them to go along with that because I like the larger number. I want to see people get money. I want to see. It wasn't their fault that this happened. It was China's fault.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying her Democratic caucus is committed to staying in Washington until they reach an agreement with Republicans on additional coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning anti-police protests after the shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies this past weekend.
To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room, yelling, "We hope they die." Truly despicable behavior.
The two LA County deputies are expected to survive after sustaining extensive injuries. Still no word from Los Angeles Laker and Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James regarding LA Sheriff Alex Villanueva's challenge that he match the reward money for the gunman who ambushed the two deputies. Nearly two dozen people are hurt after two cranes collided in Austin, Texas. At least 16 people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at a construction site where the first responder said the crane wires became entangled. And retail sales rose 0.6% last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms.
I was sure you weren't going to do it.
I did not think about it. We don't have Discord anymore. Sorry about that. There is a Discord server, by the way, connected to discord.lrn.fm. So if you still try to go to that old URL, it will take you to Vincent's Discord from Questioning Authority. So there's still, like, some of the refugees from our Discord server are there.
Refugees, I like
yeah,
it.
They're there in the Discord server, and they're still posting show prep there. And
I'm just
like
grateful
that
there isn't a Telegram chat for LRN.
It'd be too busy.
And it would be so toxic.
Oh, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. So anyway, 855-450-FREE is how you can get in touch with us here at Free Talk Live. That's where we're going is back to your phone calls and thoughts. Kirby is back on the line in Indianapolis, or on the line. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, man? You don't have Discord. I just wanted to remind you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. At some point, I'll learn that lesson.
Yeah, probably next week.
Yeah, right.
When Larry called in, I don't know if you noticed, Aria did a extended, like, 4-minute facepalm. He said, and I quote, "those Negroes."
He did say that.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. But he was right. That is why the white viewership is down. I've had several white cats come to me and just basically tell me they won't watch because they don't want to see the protest T-shirts or anything like that, and that these athletes need to shut up and play ball. Period.
Those people just want to bury their heads in the sand again and pretend like everything's fine so that nothing changes.
Well, that's the way it's always been with people. I mean, that's nothing new. It's true. People have said that about Hollywood stars, too, right?
Sure.
Like, it's like, oh, Brad Pitt, just shut up and talk, you know, act. Just go in and do your movie thing. We don't want to hear what your opinions are, is sort of the attitude. That's not to say that these people shouldn't have opinions and shouldn't express them. I think they should express them in however they want, whichever ways they want. But that is the attitude of those sorts of people that, and that's what Gene was talking about before. These are people who, they don't want to be bothered with the ways of the world. They don't want to be bothered with political issues, with things that actually affect their lives. They want to avoid all of that.
Well, I'm not lamenting the fact that the illusion of being able to bury their heads in the sand and not be affected by the rising tide has been taken away from them.
No, yeah, there's no reason to lament that on their behalf. Too bad.
Hey, and I also wanted to mention, have you guys ever read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto?
God, no. But I did read the manifesto of the guy who
that
set himself on fire here in Keene, New Hampshire.
That was the Unabomber, right,
yeah.
Kirby?
Yeah, Kaczynski's manifesto.
He was like an anarcho-primitivist, right?
Yeah. Well, he had an issue with technology, but if you look, his manifesto is free on YouTube right now. It's an audio book, but it actually addresses what we are dealing with today as far as the protest, the civil unrest. It actually addresses it from his first point all the way through, and he had such a grasp on the American psyche, and that's probably what drove him crazy, but it is 3 hours and 14 minutes that you will not regret using to listen to this. It is deep.
What would you say you got out of it? I mean, obviously, that could be a long answer, but, like, what are the most important couple of takeaways, do you think? Because most people aren't going to spend that kind of time.
That where we're at now started 400-plus years ago. We've had several opportunities to fix it, and every time we've swept it, swept it under the rug or suppressed it, and it has come to a head again. And at this point, it's not going to go away because of technology. Technology has given us the ability to Facebook Live a murder.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the problem? What do you think the problem is? What is it that keeps getting swept under the rug? What is the problem that people are, you know, pushing down the road to deal with later?
There's several cans of America been kicking down the road. Mm-hmm. One is it's black-white schism, and that's central to his manifesto, that the black-white white minority schism is what's driving a lot of the angst in America, and that the technology we have today is making it so prevalent that we can't ignore it. And those like Larry, who would sooner stick their head in the sand or in an oven to avoid it, they can't anymore, and it's driving them up the wall. It's removing from them their ability to live in their own private little echo chamber.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think
you're right. That does make sense.
Well, they can always reject the technology. They can always get off of Facebook, turn off their television, and just go about their lives.
They could, but then they'd have to, like, read a book or go get some exercise.
Yeah. How horrible would that be?
I mean, most people have such a short attention span, they can't read a 500-page book. They can just barely sit through 30 minutes of TV.
Yeah, well, and also some people are actually getting fatter during COVID because even though they've got more time, they're spending it eating, you know, junk food and sitting around watching more Netflix rather than go take a walk.
Well, a lot of people eat when they're bored.
That's right.
And I imagine people are very, very bored right now.
I mean, the libraries are still open. The bookstores are still open. And the internet is still there. If you're bored, it's because you have a small mind.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, Kirby, because boredom is totally a solvable problem within the individual.
I don't remember the last time I was bored.
I know. I've always got something to keep me busy. Kirby, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Always some wise words there from Kirby. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're bored, it's completely your fault.
Yeah, you know, I agree entirely.
Some people who are bored seem to they want to place the blame on others. Oh, well, there's not enough for me to do. You need to provide more things. I need to be less bored. It's all your fault. No, it's coming from within. You aren't satisfied with your life for some reason. You're not satisfied with the things that you've chosen to occupy your time with. You need to find something else. You need to find something else that you're interested in. And if you're not that interested in things, again, that's your problem. There's so much in this life to occupy your time with.
Like, there is.
you know, you and I, we're maxed out right now.
Yeah,
I could use another knee to assist with things, but that's not a possibility at this time.
I suspect mine will ease up long before yours does.
Well, we'll see. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So earlier in the show tonight, we were talking about, actually, it may not be true, or you could, like, propel into the stratosphere as far as, like, popularity goes.
Well, let's hope
not. We'll be looking back and saying, remember when she used to be on our show? And you'll, like, start doing your own thing. You'll get a RT television show.
Why would I leave the place that would have made all of that happen, though?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, people do crazy things when they can become famous.
Well, I do crazy things when I'm not famous, so I expect to not do crazy things when I am famous.
You get rational. So we were talking about businesses that are having a tough time, specifically the movie theater business, and the movie that they were sort of leaning on as, like, this is going to save movies, this is going to save the theater business, the movie called Tenet, which was released internationally apparently as many as 3 weeks ago, and domestically here in the U.S. about 2 weeks back, and it's only grossed about $30 million domestic. Now, it's doing all right international with $200 million so far, so, you know, it's not terribly dire on the international scene for movies, but in the U.S., people aren't going out to see movies.
I don't like that dichotomy, though, because there's so many countries included in internationally,
sure,
and only one included in domestic.
True, but the
How
U.S.
is it doing
one
in each other country?
Yeah, I don't know. We can see if we can find a breakdown out there. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And I remembered it this time.
You did.
I did. That's all we got is 855-450-FREE. I could put Skype back up there, but you know what? Screw Skype.
Well, wasn't there an issue with Skype, like you not being able to select your sound card?
Wow, what was it? Now, there was a few different things. Like, they basically gutted the feature set from the software for no reason whatsoever. Maybe they just wanted to simplify it, you know, dumb it down.
Well, that's what Microsoft does.
Yeah. Well, they bought it and they kept it okay for some number of years, and then they just totally eviscerated the various different features they had that made it useful for, like, being a broadcast phone option. But we'll find something else. Actually, we're working on putting together a sort of a more decentralized option, because that was always the problem with Discord, was we knew that our days were numbered, right?
It's, sure, because we don't control it.
We don't control it. It's a centralized service. We didn't pay a dime for it. So, you know, considering the price we paid for it, it certainly was entertaining for quite a long time. It was great.
I'm going to miss James Whittakin's lengthy, incoherent rants.
Well, I mean, he'll still
call. Is he okay? How is he holding up now that he has lost the LRN Discord server?
That's true. He did have his own channel, almost completely to him, that we created for him. So I'm sure he's really bummed about that. I'm sure he'll call in to express his frustration.
I would hope so.
Sooner rather than later. In fact, we're going to go to your phone calls, and then we'll talk more about what's going on in the movie business with not very many people in the United States going to the theaters, with Tenet only pulling in $30 million over a two-week-long run. So we're not talking about a whole lot of money per theater. It was looking at, like, they're in almost 3,000 theaters, and that's $30 million. That's
I'm not 100% sure, but shouldn't they be making, like, hundreds of millions?
I mean, you never know. If the movie's terrible, then maybe that's why. But then again, it's done pretty well internationally, with apparently $200 million generated internationally. China alone with $50 million. So,
which is curious, because it's probably cheaper to go to the movies in China than it is in the United States, which means a lot more people went in China than in the United States.
I mean, it's $10,000 gross per theater. And if you divide that by 14, you're talking about $700 a day per theater in the United States that this movie is in.
Okay.
$700 if you're talking about, what, 4 screenings per day, 5 screenings per day? Let's go conservative and say 4, $200 for a screening. Those theaters in this town can hold like 200 people in one theater.
Yeah, so we're talking like 12 or 13 people in each viewing.
Yeah, you're talking about a scattering.
Yeah.
Of people. So, and that's just the
average. Didn't Jurassic Park have better numbers than this?
In the middle of the summer, you mean?
Yeah.
This year when they brought it back? It was doing all right. It had 500,000. So no, it did not do as well, but that was also, you know, June.
Sure.
So there were even fewer theaters open. I think there were only a handful of, you know, or a few dozen theaters open at that time. So many more theaters are open now than they were at that time. So it's not an apples to apples comparison. By the way, Intercoins, programmable coins, are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We go to Noah. He's in California listening to us on twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Noah.
Hi, I just wanted to touch on the last guy who was talking about Ted Kaczynski. One of the main underlying points that he was trying to get through to people was that for all of human history, humans adapted to their environments, right?
Sure.
And now we have come to a point since the Industrial Revolution that our environment is changing faster than humans can process, and that has a massive influence on human psychology.
And what do you think that influence is going to be?
Well, Ted did not think it was going to be very good. One of his famous quotes, I should pull it up so I don't butcher it.
And how did that lead to him? How did this conclusion that humans having a changing environment being a bad thing, or it's changing too fast for them to adapt to, how did that lead to, I'm going to blow some S up?
I mean, it's a valid point. Humans used to adapt to the environment. Now humans adapt the environment to them.
Yeah,
or try.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, I mean, instead of adapting to the cold up here, we're just turning on heaters.
Right. Well, you're going to die if you try to stay out in that cold. You're not going to make it. You've got to have heat.
Yeah.
Well, but humans used to live in it.
Was imagine a society that subjects people to conditions that make them terribly unhappy, then gives them the drugs to take away their unhappiness. Science fiction, it is already happening to some extent in our own society. Instead of removing the conditions that make people depressed, modern society gives them antidepressants. In effect, antidepressants are a means of modifying an individual's internal state in such a way as to enable him to tolerate social conditions that he would otherwise find intolerable.
Yeah, I mean, this whole society is sick. People are constantly medicating themselves in a way to try to take themselves away from what's going on here, and we've discussed that on a myriad of occasions on how the human animal, just like any other animal, will try to avoid pain and seek pleasure, and as a result of that, if their life is full of what they perceive to be pain, they're going to go in a direction that will try to abolish that, and if that's diving headfirst into alcohol, or as some other kind of mind-altering substance, then that's absolutely what they'll do. And you're absolutely right about that. No, or Ted, I guess, was right about that. So, but how did that lead to the conclusion that he needs to blow up a building?
Honestly, I think the man just kind of lost his marbles. I know he was trying to reach out to some news outlets to publish books that he had written, and I guess he just wasn't getting through to them, and so he took it a little too far.
It's
the ultimate of irony that technology ultimately would have allowed him to self-publish.
Right, if he'd held out for another decade was what I was going to say, and then he could have just, you know, published it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Noah, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate you weighing in on that. Appreciate doing the research there, too, to bring up some excerpts from that. Because, like I said to Kirby, 3 hours is probably more than most people are going to.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
listen.
Yeah, to listen to that. But thanks for sharing that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we're talking about the movie Tenet that is the supposed this was going to save the movie theaters. So that's what they thought. And not looking so good. You did ask me for a breakdown, Aria, and I found that thanks to boxofficepro.com, where they do show the two-week-long gross for Tenet. It's China is the number one market. Now, of course, that's a huge population, so you would expect that they'd be doing pretty good. $50 million worth grossed in China. The U.S. in second place with 29.5 million, United Kingdom with 16.5. So there's a good example. U.K., what's the population of the United Kingdom? I mean, it couldn't be more than, you know, what, 25 million or 30 million or something like that?
Don't get me guessing, dude, because I do not have any idea. I would.
Okay, 66 million, a little bit larger than I thought. But still.
And how much money?
Roughly half of the U.S. gross.
Okay.
So they have like a sixth of the population, or a fifth of the population, but they did half the gross. So more people per capita are going to the movies in the United Kingdom.
And they're handling COVID
similarly.
With even more fear than we are. I mean, they did at one point have a full lockdown, if I remember correctly.
They were very locked down. Yeah, I don't know what their current status is today, but they definitely were pretty locked down. But still, doing better in the movies than the United States. And it's
that just goes to show how powerful...
And it's U.S.-Canada. It's U.S./Canada is what domestic is. It's not even just the U.S.
It just goes to show how powerful the propaganda apparatus behind COVID-19 has really been in the United States.
Absolutely. People are just scared to death out there.
I wonder if in the UK they have car commercials that constantly mention COVID-19 in their faces. I wonder if they have mannequins in their stores that are wearing masks.
I mean, from the videos I've seen, the guy I was telling you about earlier, the guys with the megaphones, they're in the UK. They're in London. And, I mean, it seems very similar between here and there. There's people in masks.
Sure, but our propaganda is everywhere. Mannequins wearing masks?
Yeah.
Insane. Did they really go that far with the propaganda in the United Kingdom?
If you're there and you want to weigh in, I know it's late right now over in the UK, but we do have some listeners out there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the only way you can call in tonight, but we'd still love to have you participate here on Free Talk Live. We've got a full hour to go. Whether you want to weigh in on the movies, Ted Kaczynski, whatever is on your mind goes, this is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Maxwell, the runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.